Hi guys, and welcome back to Test a Track. My name is Savannah, I'm your host today, and today I'm not going to be talking about something super technical. I'm just going to be talking about my experiences attending NASCAR races as a VIP guest versus how it is when you just have a normal ticket, right? So I've only attended three races in my life. I went to Formula One at COTA back in October. That was my first race ever, great experience. I think I sat in turn 9. And then this past March, I went back to COTA with one of my really good friends, Brooklyn. We're going to college together, great. We went to NASCAR at COTA. We sat in turn 15, had a great experience there. And then this past Sunday, I went to NASCAR again at Texas Motor Speedway. On Saturday, I actually went as well for the Xfinity race, and I sat in the lower bowl, just a normal ticket once again. And then Sunday, I was fortunate enough to be able to have VIP tickets, like the passes, with my father, with Interstate Batteries, who is the main sponsor for Joe Gibbs Racing. They've been together for, I think, 33 years. So, because one of my dad's best friends is the CIO there, and he was able to get us tickets. He's a super nice guy. So, thank you. So, one of the main differences is just how much you're able to do, right? Like, for a general ticket, you can go to all of the fan zones, you can go and do all your shopping. I think you can go up to the grass before a race, and at Texas Motor Speedway, not at COTA. You can't go up and like have the cars be right there, unless you're like super close on the grandstands. But at Texas Motor Speedway, like there's the little grass part, right by the pit lane where all the cars line up, so you can go there as someone with a normal pass. I didn't do that on Saturday because I was with my mentor before the race during all of the pre-race stuff, so I couldn't go on the grass by the time I got there because the race had started, and obviously you can't cross over the track when there's cars there. So Sunday, however, when I was with VIP, I had the minor pass because I'm 17, which was so unfortunate because I literally turned 18 in, I think, 20 days, and at that point, I was like, so close yet so far. So, my pass was restricted as a minor, and it was bright yellow, so it wasn't like you could, you know, try to get around it or anything. But basically, I was able to go into all of the VIP areas before the race, so I was allowed to go into the garages. And I was able to go onto the pit lane. I was able to go where all of the pit boxes are, do all of that kind of stuff up until race start. Once the cars were about to start their engines, I had to go back up to the condo because I wasn't old enough. So my dad, however, obviously he's not a minor, so he got to be in the pit box during the race, which was super cool. And I was very jealous because he, like, where all of the chief engineers and like the strategists, whatever, where they are, he was there, and he had like the headphones so he could hear like the live feed from what they were saying. And he got to, like, the car was right there in the middle of the race, so you could see all of the other pit stops too. So definitely did miss out on that, but that was something that was super cool. I made him take pictures and videos for me, and he did, so that was nice. Also, I got to, like, go inside of the 18-wheeler, the hauler. I went inside of Ty Gibbs because Interstate Batteries was his main sponsor for that weekend. So that was, he had the Interstate Batteries livery. I don't know if they call it a livery in NASCAR. I don't know if that's a Formula One term, but, like, the exterior of the car was Interstate Batteries. Like this one, my Ty Gibbs. Xfinity car, love that thing. It's signed also. I think I've mentioned this before. So we got to go in there, and I don't know why I thought that the haulers were like, I genuinely, I thought it would just be like the car inside there and then like boxes of equipment and just like stuff. And I went in there and it was like nice. It was air conditioned. Like you can travel in there. There was a mini kitchen, a living room, there was lockers, all of the equipment was there, and I was like. And then I found out that like they cut the hall in half kind of. So it's kind of low ceilinged because the top part, they keep two cars in there. Two cars. You have your main race car and you have a spare. I'm like, there's a car over my head right now? What? That was crazy to me. So like they do have the car in there, but there's also like room for people and like it's really nice. You know, they air condition it, there's lighting, everything's well furnished, and I was just like, okay. And then like part of it props out on the outside to be like a shade. And so Ty Gibbs, one of his main sponsors is Monster. And the Monster Girls, they had those. Them there. They were there. And I was like, I never thought I'd see them in real life, because I honestly like so I am amazed that they like have them. I'm like, no one else is doing this, but they still do. And I was like, okay. They were very nice girls. They were very nice. They're like, oh, do you want a Monster? And I was like, I already had a Red Bull today. Sorry. I felt kind of bad about that. I was like, I already had caffeine today. I don't want to die. I don't want to like, caffeine overdose. Because everyone already tells me they're like, you drink too much energy drinks. You're gonna have a heart condition. Joke's on you. Was born with one and it healed up on its own because I'm a boss like that. Yeah, I had a hole in my heart when I was a kid and it was too small for them to close it, and then it sealed up by the time I was 9, so I'm gonna say that I have a superpower by that. Anyways, what am I talking about? So, yeah, and then I didn't really go much into the actual garages because you have the haulers and you have like the garages where they have a lot of their, like fixing equipment, like what their mechanics use. I didn't really go in there that much, but I did see it, and that was cool, and it was nice and shady. I just felt so cool when I was in there. I was like, oh my gosh, like me with my cute outfit and my shoes, like walking around, like I'm so, I don't know, like important. I mean, obviously, I'm really not, but it was fun. So, yeah, that was probably some of the best experiences ever. 'Cause I remember when Brooklyn and I were at COTA for NASCAR, we've become good friends, or at least she's become really good friends with a security guard. Her name is, I believe, Kathy. And she always works the gate to the paddock at COTA. And so for both days that we were there, we just come say hi to her and just like kind of stand outside the gate, see if we could see anyone that was cool and talk to her and just kind of use it as like a rest stop. Because I don't know if you've ever walked around COTA. It is so unbelievably hilly. Like the elevation changes is crazy. And then you think about having to drive that at 100 something miles an hour. No. I'd bin it immediately. I'd get to the top of the hill and see it go down and be like, I'm done. Bye. I mean, if you watched the truck race at COTA, that's kind of what happened. They kept on crashing into each other. So yeah, that was interesting. And that's another thing is I remember at COTA and day one of NASCAR at Texas Motor Speedway when I was with one of my best friends, Lauren. There is something about seeing the people on the golf carts with their VIP passes that truly just makes me so unbelievably jealous. I always saw them and I was like, that's what I want to be. That's who I need to be. Okay, I want my passes. I want to be able to go on the golf cart and not have to walk around everywhere, wear my cute outfit, look cool. Like, I want it to be the people on the golf carts because if they're on the golf carts, that means they are doing something right. And it was such a surreal experience to them become the person on the golf cart. Because Sunday, I was in the golf cart. Was I driving it? No, I was not driving it. Obviously. Because if you know me, you know that I don't really like driving. And it took me, I didn't get my license until November. So I had been 17 for several months at that point. I think 6 months. Yeah. Didn't get my license until then. Moving on. So I was not the person driving the golf cart. Some of the Interstate Batteries people were driving. So, but I just felt so cool. I was like, I have a pass now. I'm the person with the really cute outfit, sitting on the golf cart, being driven around the track, not even having to stop or like be worried that I'm gonna be stopped, 'cause like I have this NASCAR pass around my neck, 'cause I'm cool like that. Okay, if y'all ever get the experience or get the opportunity to do anything like this, doesn't even matter what racing series it is. If you ever have the opportunity to do something like this, take the opportunity. Take the opportunity. It was the coolest thing I've ever done in my entire life, and I absolutely loved it. I'm literally writing thank you notes to everyone that was responsible for me going because that was one of the most awesome things I've ever done. I don't know if I'll ever get over it. I don't know if it'll ever happen to me again. Fingers crossed, right? Loved it. Being on that golf cart, it was just like such a iconic thing to me. Like being the golf cart people to me in my mind is like I'm official, I mean business. I'm on the golf cart, you know? I have the pass. I'm going to all these backstage things 'cause I never got to do that, right? So just being able to do that was such like a wow. Like that was so I just loved it. I couldn't get over it. So yeah. That was cool. Also walking down pit lane at NASCAR was another surreal thing for me because if you know what I want to do, I want to be a motorsports engineer. I don't even care what series. I just want to do it. That's just my passion in life. Like motorsports is it's like my favorite thing ever. And I only found it 3 years ago. Like I haven't even been in it for a long time. But I've never found something that made me feel so excited consistently. And like even if, you know, it was a more boring race, like I still had a lot of fun. And just being in that environment has always just felt so motivating to me. Like I was talking with this with my friend Brooklyn a couple weeks ago after NASCAR, and it's just something about being in that environment that is so motivating. And after I got back on Sunday, like I have never felt more empowered and like ready to start my dreams and work hard to make it happen because there's nothing else I want to do. Like, obviously, working in the motorsports industry is really time consuming, and you don't really have much of a, depending on what your schedule is, obviously, but a lot of people, like, that is your life because you're traveling with the same people 40 weekends out of the year and you're going this, that, everywhere and the other. And, you know, I feel like if you don't have the pure passion for it and there is something else for you, then you should do that. But for me, there is nothing else. I never had anything where I was so like dedicated to make that my career. I didn't know what I wanted to do for the longest time until I found motorsports and I was like, yeah, that's where I need to be. And just having that experience and being able to see all of the backstage parts that you can only really see in videos, or that I was only able to see in videos and pictures, I was just like, wow, this is exactly what I want, right? And my mentor, he works in Toyota Racing, and I saw him on Saturday, and he has been really great, and he has taken whoever I'm with, like Brooklyn at COTA and Lauren at Texas Motor Speedway, and he's taken us on like the golf carts. And so that was like at COTA was my first golf cart experience, and he took us into the infield and like around where all of the turns are and got to see all of this cool stuff that you can't see as like a regular fan unless you have someone on the inside. And that was another thing that really just solidified why I wanted to work in motorsports because it was just such a beautiful thing being so close to the track and seeing all these cool things. And being where the photographers take pictures by the COTA Tower, or being by where you can see all of the steep banking at Texas Motor Speedway. Didn't realize it was that steep until I was right there. And he just tells us all the greatest stories. And I saw him again on Sunday when I was in the garage, and I saw him talking to some of his coworkers that I had met the day prior. And his coworkers saw me first, and they're like, "Oh, hey, Savannah." And I was like, "Hi, it's so nice to see you again." Because I was with my father, and so I wanted to introduce my mentor to my father, and vice versa, because obviously, both important people, they should know each other. And just seeing him in the garage, and like me also being in the garage, I was like, this is so cool. This is what he does. Like, he's here every weekend going and doing all of these cool things. And he's just casually talking to all these other people in the garage because those are his coworkers and this is their life, you know? And so just having that experience and being able to see that if I make it and if I am successful in what I want to do, that that could be my life. And there was nothing more affirming than that. Like, I was so. After that experience, I felt so assured in my choices with my life and the direction that I'm going in that I feel like there's really nothing that is going to be too difficult for me to give up, you know? Because engineering is hard. I'm scared, right? It's going to be hard, but I've seen what it looks like to be working in that industry, and there's really nothing that could stop me from trying to get that now because I want to have that experience every weekend. Like, we went to, they have chapel in NASCAR. I don't think they do that in Formula One, but you can literally go to church for 15 minutes on Sundays. And I turned to my dad and I was like, "See, now you don't have to worry about me because I can still go to church on race days if I make it." And he was like, "Good, yes." And so that was just another thing. Like, and I got to see all of the people from the teams that went to church, and they were all just sitting there in all of their team kit. I saw a couple drivers, and I was like, "Wow." You know, like it's such a family community. Especially, that's what I really appreciate about NASCAR, is that it's more of a family than it is in Formula One for sure. Like, you are racing each other on the track, and not everyone is friends, but there's like a driver's compound where they have all of their motorhomes and they're all there, and like their kids are friends and their kids play on the playground together, and there's a pickleball court and there's a dog park and where the drivers stay. And I was like, this is so nice. And you know, the workers, they can go to church on Sunday and they can meet up. And I saw them like greet each other and be like, "Hey, nice to see you again." And I was like, wow. I realize now that I've deviated a little bit from the original premise of this podcast episode. However, you know, I wouldn't have been able to experience that without the passes and being able to go backstage and see what it's really like. So that was just something that was super lovely, and a great experience. So if you ever do get that offer, 100% take it. Even if you don't even care about motorsports, which if you're listening or watching this, I really doubt that that's the case, but in the case that it is, still just take it. It's still something super cool. Even if you don't even care about cars that much, it's still so interesting. You know, you get to see all these people in their daily lives. Like, this is what they do for a living, you know? And it's just one of the best things I've ever experienced. Not to say that, you know, going as a regular fan is not great. Every time I go to a race, no matter if it's main race day, practice, whatever, every time I came home, like, I felt so motivated. Like, I feel personally that there's no greater experience or feeling in the world than coming home from a motorsports day. Like, you went to a racetrack and coming home after that and listening to music with your friends and talking about your futures. Like, whenever I went with Brooklyn, this was something we had talked about, and it was just like, this has been so awesomely fun. And it's just so nice to have that in common with someone who has the same goals as you and wants to do the same thing that you're doing. And having that shared experience of, wow, this is amazing. This is what I want to do. And I feel so reassured in that. Because there's obviously sometimes that there can be slumps. I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes I'm like, motorsports is a little bit boring at the moment. You know, especially whenever it was a bunch of like, max domination and everything is the same every single weekend and like there's nothing new to talk about or watch or listen to. But, you know, going to the racetrack and going to a race, doesn't matter what ticket you get, you're having a great experience. You know, you still get to see the cars go around the track or the motorcycles or whatever it is, and you still get to that adrenaline rush, because I'm like euphoric every time I come home from a racetrack. Like, I don't even know, like, I think that's a perfect word for it. You know, like, it's just kind of bliss that coming home from that and, you know, going to dinner afterwards and talking about the events of the day and being ready for tomorrow. That's why I love Fridays and Saturdays for race weekends as well, because you have something to look forward to the next day. And just waking up early on a race day doesn't even feel like waking up early, because you're just so excited, you know? And I think something that's universal, no matter what experience you have, no matter if you're going as a general fan or you have that VIP experience, or you're going in the grandstands or general admission, whatever, you still get that experience no matter what, and that's something I really do enjoy. But, you know, obviously, if you're able to go into the condos at Lone Star or the Lone Star condos and see the entire track all at once and go up on the roof and watch it, that is just something that that was truly amazing. And I don't think I'll ever be able to forget that. And also, the people there are so nice to you. They're so nice to you when you have, like, the pass and, like, you're staying with them, because they're all, when I was with Interstate Batteries, you know, all of the people that you're with are Interstate Batteries, except for me and my dad, because obviously we came with his best friend who is with Interstate Batteries, and so everyone else was, like, they kind of knew each other for the most part, and, like, it was all Interstate Batteries people, and that was also, like, a family within itself. Like, everyone knew each other, and you got to meet everyone, and everyone was so kind, and they were just so happy that you were there, because how can you not be happy at a motorsports event? No matter how your team turns out, like, you're just so happy to be there, because it's a great experience, and everyone's having fun, you know? And your feet might hurt, because I chose to wear wedges. Yeah, by the time it was race start, I was really hurting. However, fit was fire. I'm not gonna lie. Fit looked absolutely awesome. Got great pictures from it. And it was just a great experience. And I got to meet three of the Joe Gibbs Racing drivers. All lovely people. Christopher Bell. He is my number one in NASCAR. Close second, Ty Gibbs. I didn't really follow Ty Gibbs until last weekend, but he was just so lovely. He was so kind. And I also met Joe Gibbs himself. Lovely man. Great storyteller. He told us all about how he started working with Norman, who's, you know, Interstate Batteries, and just telling us about everything. And he was just a jokester telling us about, because, you know, when you're in Dallas, Cowboys fans, and he used to be a NFL coach, right? So he was like, you know, all y'all Cowboys friends, keep on telling me, yada yada yada. It was so funny. But we met Ty Gibbs, and he was just super nice, and, you know, obviously part of their job is hospitality, and so, like, they kind of have to talk to you, but, you know, it just felt like they were excited to talk to you. Maybe not excited, but, like, they were happy to do it. Which is something I do truly appreciate in comparison to Formula One, because a lot of the times, like, the drivers, obviously they get mobbed by fans, so it's understandable, but they're usually not, like, super excited to talk to everyone, or, like, they're not going to stop and have a conversation with you. So, but then again, that is a different experience when you're a general admission fan, or you're, you know, you have a ticket in the grandstands, versus you're with a hospitality group, because the hospitality group, you know, they're paying the teams a lot of money, and so the drivers kind of have to be nice to you. So I don't know how that experience is with Formula One. I've never had the VIP experience with Formula One, only NASCAR. But the drivers were super sweet. And even when I met Christopher Bell, because I met him at COTA as well when I was a general fan, He was sweet as can be. All right, he was so nice. There was a long line of us waiting for him to sign our stuff, and I, like a dummy, didn't have anything for him to sign. So I then was like, you know what? I bought this red purse off of Amazon. Do I care if it gets Sharpie on it? No, I don't. So I was like, will you sign my purse? And he was like, are you sure? Like, this looks like a nice purse. I was like, no, like, I want people to sign it. You know, it's gonna be my race day bag. And he's like, okay. And then he signed my bag. And then there was a malfunction with my phone. Like, it glitched out, and then Brooklyn's was dead. And so I was like, oh my gosh. Like, she's like, I can't take a picture. And I like had to turn it off and turn it back on again. And he's like, oh, no worries. Like, it's fine. And I just had like my arm wrapped around him for like a minute until I was like able to fix it. And I was like, but we gave him, well, Brooklyn gave him a friendship bracelet, and she was like, I made this for you. And he's like, oh my gosh. Like, and he put it on immediately. He's like, I'll put this on right now, I'll wear it. And he wore the bracelet, and like that was so sweet, because obviously Formula One drivers, they'll stop and they'll talk to you sometimes. I've never talked to one. Brooklyn has, and they'll stop sometimes, especially more in the morning before they've been mobbed for the day, you know, because I tried to meet Carlos, did not, because he got swarmed by people at his hotel, and I felt bad, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Because you could tell he was annoyed. But in the morning time, they're usually, you know, it's beginning of the day, it's a new day, more willing and more happy to talk to people, unless they've had a really great race day. Then in that case, they might be more happy in the evening time. But they usually don't stop as long, and they don't, you know, it's just like usually just like a quick selfie. They don't like, they just keep on walking. But like with the NASCAR drivers, my experience has always been like they fully stop, they talk to you. You know, they'll sign your hat, they'll sign whatever. They're like, yes, like I'll talk to you. And they're just super sweet. And that's something I really more like appreciate, which I don't know if that's just like because there's more of them, and you know, they're not an international really sport. So there's not less fans per se, but there's like not less fans at the race. It was still super busy, but you know, they're not being constantly swarmed when they're in public, so then they're more willing to stop and talk to people. But regardless, so you know, VIP or general, NASCAR drivers are super friendly and willing to talk to you and sign your stuff. So, because I got my bag signed. It was just, I was just a regular person. And then got my hat signed the first couple minutes I was at NASCAR on Sunday. And then got my hat signed when we did our hospitality tours as well on Sunday. So that's something I just really, I didn't get into NASCAR until like a month ago. Not, at least, not a lot until a month ago. And now I'm super into it. Now I'm like, yes, this is what I love. This is great. Because I love both. You know, I love all kinds of motorsports. It's all super fun and interesting. But I just love the friendliness of NASCAR, you know, and the fact that it just feels more welcoming at times. Like, I love Formula One. Love it, right? That's what I first got into. But sometimes it's less welcoming, which is okay. You know, obviously, these people are global celebrities. They're literally global celebrities. I mean, Dale Earnhardt obviously was a global celebrity, but like, the level that they're at obviously will make them less inclined to stop for everyone. But that's what I like more about NASCAR, is like it feels a little bit more relatable. Obviously, I'm not the person driving the car, but it feels a little bit more within reach, you know? Like it's more accessible to more people, which I do really appreciate. Like my tickets for Saturday for normal tickets was $40. That would buy me a fort at NASCAR, right? That would buy me a drink, like a soda, and maybe like a bag of chips. Not to say that NASCAR food was cheap. I paid $9 for an Italian ice. Granted, it was a large Italian ice, right? But it was good. So, yeah. I think both experiences have been great. Like, I did I've only done regular at COTA. I've done regular and, the VIP pass at Texas Motor Speedway. I actually really enjoyed the oval experience for NASCAR. I actually didn't really like the road track. Like, I didn't. COTA was super fun regardless. And obviously, COTA is beautiful. But for NASCAR, because the cars are not as fast as Formula One cars, it takes kind of a while for them to get back. And so you also just couldn't see a lot of the race from turn 15, which is where I was. And that was just kind of not my favorite. But at Texas Motor Speedway, because it's an oval, you can see a lot of the track. As like from most seats, you can see the majority of the track, which I really did like. So when people are like, "Oh, all he do is turn left," I'm like, "No." Well, I mean, yeah, in a sense, but like, for those kinds of cars, it's a lot better, and I think it's far more interesting. And also, I don't know if y'all watched the Texas Motor Speedway race for the NASCAR Cup. They were crashing left and right. They were having malfunctions everywhere. It was wild. And to see that from the, okay, because I watched it from the condo, right? Because I couldn't be in the pit box. I saw so many people like run into the walls or like their car just like disintegrated, but they still went around. That's another thing. I talked about this last episode. What I love about NASCAR, right? Does not matter how damaged your car is. If you can still run that thing, if that thing will still go around the track, you're being sent back out. You're being sent back out. Doesn't matter. Put some duct tape on there. Maybe replace the bumper. You're good to go. Christopher Bell, this entire part of his car, the front right wheel cover, gone. Was he still going? Yeah. Did he have to pit every other freaking lap? Yeah. Don't know how he did that and finished the race not in last place, I'm pretty sure. But, that's just something I really appreciate is the grit. And I also really like at speedways, even if you have like a regular ticket. Like, normally they're right by, I'm pretty sure they might always be right by where the start and finish line is. And so you can see like all of the pit boxes anyways. Like, you can still see that stuff happening, which I think is super cool because you can't really see that at a lot of Formula One tracks that they go to. You can't really see what's happening in the pits. You kind of just have to watch it on TV. So I thought it was super nice that you could see it from really any seat that you had. So that was super cool. That was one downside of being in the condos is you couldn't see into the pits, because it was on the other side of the track, but you could still see everything else, so it was still super fun. And then also not having to pay for food was great. I didn't spend a single dollar on Sunday. I spent a little bit too much on Saturday on food and such, because this hat was $34, but to be fair, this hat I think was 80. Are you kidding? $80. If for my audio listeners, my NASCAR hat, my white and pink NASCAR hat was $34, and my Ferrari hat that I got at COTA in October was $80. So that was nice. It wasn't as expensive. And also, they gave you so much free stuff. Like, I got so much free swag. I did two hauls of it for both days. Because as a general fan, you can get so much free stuff because they have so many booths for brands and stuff. And they have fan zones and everything where you can get all this free swag. And so obviously, I did it like it was trick or treating. I have so much stuff now. I think I got four koozies, which is good because I was running out of koozies. I don't know where they've been disappearing to. But I got a lot of koozies, got a lot of hand sanitizer, various trinkets. And if you know me, you know I love trinkets, okay? I love things to put my trinkets in. I love acquiring the trinkets. I love displaying my trinkets. I love trinkets. So that was something that was nice, especially about NASCAR, because I didn't have that experience at Formula One. Like, I didn't get a bunch of free stuff. I don't know if that was just because I only went on Sunday. But I just don't think that they do it that much. And according to Brooklyn, she said that MotoGP there really wasn't any free swag. But NASCAR knows how to do free swag, okay? I had like three bags of swag. I have so many hats. I didn't get any of these hats for free, but I got an O'Reilly hat for free, and I got an Interstate Batteries hat for free. And everyone's just super friendly, which I really did appreciate. Like, everyone's happy that you're there. Doesn't matter if you're, VIP or not, they're not going to treat you differently based off of that. Like, they're just happy that you're there and they're going to give you free stuff. You might have to fill out a survey. I think I gave out my email to a lot of people, and I will be receiving a lot of spam, which is fine because I got a hat and some cool keychains. I love keychains. I love them. I have a Ty Gibbs keychain on my keys right now and an O'Reilly wrench because it was cute and I wanted it. So, but yeah, but any race day experience is generally a good one unless you get rained on because you're just excited to be there. Because if you like the sport, it's fun no matter what. Obviously, you don't get to do all of the backstage stuff if you don't have a pass, but regardless, you're having a good time because you get to go watch cool cars go super fast around a track. And really, that's all what we're all here for. So yeah. But I will say, I don't know if anything will ever beat the experience I had on Sunday. That was just literally so awesome. So, if any other racing series or if NASCAR themselves want to bring me along for any other race, I'll do it. I'll take it. I'll post 30 million videos. But anyways, I had a great experience both times I've been to a NASCAR race, either experience. So it was great, And if you ever have a chance to go to a race either way, I would take it. And yeah, so hope you all are doing fabulous. Hope you feel fabulous, and toodaloo.